Blog Talk Radio.
Diva's Strategies for Success, and I am very excited today because I have a fabulous guest. Let me tell you a little bit. Today our topic is going to be living your life's true calling in spite of adversities, and she certainly has had a lot. Meet Karabi, also known as Ruby, who brings a taste of humor to the plate by telling people she is the real Ruby, not the fake one. She is an entrepreneur, aspiring to be transformational life coach, inspirational speaker, writer, and wellness educator. She is working on an e-course and also writing an e-book, which will cover topics: the joy of parenthood, the essence of womanhood, transition from victim to victory mode, and soul lessons about life. She hopes to have it done by her birthday, October 7th. She was for many years a stay-at-home wife, and working from home, she was always able to help and support herself and her family. She is a woman who always had a deep passion and a calling to create her independence and make a difference on the planet, specifically to women and children. She is a fighter, a survivor, handling a chronic kidney disease for 17 years, and a peritoneal dialysis from home for 11 years. Wow, that is something. She realizes that health and wellness is one of the most important ingredients for all our lives, and there is nothing more important than green, sustainable, affordable, and non-toxic products. She is a wellness advocate and educator of green, natural, holistic, and anything sustainable. She teaches people the dangers of toxic chemicals in our cleaning supplies, our supplements, etc., and teaches alternative and healthy solutions. She went through many painful surgeries, endured painful side effects of countermeds and drugs, and lots of emotional and physical trauma. Her mission is to share her message to all people, especially now where we are all indoors due to the pandemic, to breathe pure, live pure, and share pure information. Also to live green and go green. She has a great husband that supports her in her endeavors and a teenage son in college. Welcome to the show, Karabi. How are you?
Hey, Robbie. It's such an inspirational message you gave me, and that inspiration comes through people who are really inspirational, and I really consider you as my role model. And every single time, to be specifically honest, I share my son when he's telling, oh my God, I'm feeling lazy, I'm feeling non-inspirational. I just tell your story that look at Robbie, you know, like she is, age does not define her. And look at her like every single woman should look at her, and the way she is so kind, so humble, and so friendly, and able to connect to millions of people, you know, through her work, through connection and devotion. And she is a role model to look at. But I'm really humble that you share my story and I'm able to come here to speak. That itself is a God's blessing, you know? Thank you.
Well, it's my blessing, too. So talk about that you wanted to get out to people today to come on my show.
Oh, yeah. That the first thing, like, I believe, although I can talk and talk lots, but due to the time constraint, I would say that every woman and every human being has a story in their heart, and they have a voice, which sometimes are subdued or sometimes fear factor or whatever it is, self-limiting beliefs, don't come out. But they have it. So my whole purpose was my purpose was to share my voice and my true calling of inspiring people who are on the same journey as me, and so that I can inspire them and tell that never give up on life, no matter what.
So tell us your story and a little bit about your journey.
Sure. So my journey in nutshell is like, I was like the ordinary girl, you know, with a lot of dreams. Like, I wanted to be a lawyer and I wanted to be a teacher. But also, I always wanted to be like a mom, like a homemaker. That was my real passion moving down the line. And I was able to accomplish that and I was doing. But you know what, like, man proposes and God disposes kind of story. Like, you never know, like, when in your life you will have like a U-turn, and that will totally change your life, your mission upside down. So after my first son, in 1 year, I got diagnosed with a chronic kidney failure, and I tried a lot to come up, but I was moving fast forward. I had to go through hundreds of dialysis, couple of kidney transplants down the line, which through all the lifestyle and the drugs and immunosuppressant did not work, and that was like an autoimmune situation. But in spite of all the things, I had only one mission and one vision, that everybody has to die one day, and that's the reality of life. But if I can able to inspire people and do something sustainable and build something, memory for my family and for my son, that will stay even when I'm not here in the earth. So that had been my fighting and as a fighter journey, which I think by God's blessing and with all kind of willpower and research, I had been able to accomplish that. And now my son from 1.5 is now 18. He is growing up to be a good human being. That's what I wanted him to be. And he's also inspiring others as UNICEF member, volunteering, trying to create an environment which is green and sustainable along with me, like a team member. And that's the purpose of all the things which I've gone through. And I mean, this journey was meant to be. I had a deep realization. And that's why my purpose is like, you know, to write a book and take it from the victim mode now to the victory mode. Because that's how people are, like a transition mode I'm going through. But yes, I have my own limitations because nobody is perfect. But that's the whole purpose, you know, of my journey. And that's why I'm also trying to publish that book, From Victim Mode to Victory Mode, where I'll be sharing my life story and what all things I had to overcome so that people get to know, like, even if they are, like, whatever situation they face, they have a capability of coming out of it with flying colors, you know? Yeah.
That's true. That's a great attitude. Yeah, I know you do lots of different things, so share with us some of the things you do.
Yeah, so after meeting, like, my actual transformation came after I met the great leader called Caprice in the HeartLink networking group. That group is full of like vitality and positivity, and she's such an inspiration because she actually deals and brings out the best from the heart. And I think my connection is from the heart, which I realized. That's why, although I've been researching quite a lot, about what should I do, which is sustainable as an entrepreneur, and that's a roller coaster sometimes. Couple of years I've been doing, but I saw I've been on a little roller coaster journey and then trying to find my true calling. But I saw that what resonated with my story is my journey. And because I have walked that path, and I can be able to help others in that. So right now, I've been doing a lot of research and study on the green lifestyle, which I saw is really working good for me and my family, because we all have health challenges. My husband has almost borderline diabetes and also stress going through all the situations people go through. And he's in IT and all the stress of work and my health. And then my son also had a little bit of issues on his obesity. He was trying to do that and trying to go to surgery. So because of all the things which was going through, I decided that I need to go through a very holistic green lifestyle, and then started understanding. And then I also met a great mentor and a friend, Rita Riffman, and she's also like my sister, my mentor. And she's like guiding me like a teacher by teaching that how much toxic chemicals in the household can really impact on your immune system, your lungs, you name it, skin disorder, without even knowing. So I learned that, and I was told I'm in. And moving forward, I'm in the teaching. I love people to teach. I love talking, sharing good stuff. So I started doing that, teaching that. And then also I'm a distributor of a medical miracle device I call, that's called Beamer, and that helps in blood circulation in a very holistic way. And it also, like, it's non-invasive. It provides oxygen and the blood flow and then the vasomotion in our cells, which we don't realize that as we grow older, or even if we don't get more exercise these days because of our lifestyle. So that helps in the blood circulation, and I help people with their better sleep, releasing their anxiety, stress. So I'm on the holistic mission to help people out, you know.
That's great. I believe every household should have a Beamer. I have a Beamer, and it just keeps me, you know, as I said, I'm going to be 85 next year, and it gives me so healthy. So tell me.
Yeah, I remember your birthday. Your birthday is on December. I couldn't make it last time.
No, it's March. My birthday is March 8th.
March 8th. Oh, okay. But yeah, that's.
So what are your hobbies and passions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm now bringing back my old passions back from those childhood times, because of this 2020. Most of the time we are indoors, and I find that I have like varied hobbies. The first one is the cooking one, which I had been doing for. I learned that actually from my mom moving forward, because she was a homemaker and I think the best cook I ever found, and I used to write down her recipes, and I think that got transferred to me, that talent. And here we have to cook our own food most of the time, and I had to do, because of my situation with the kidney transplant, I had to make my own homemade food. That was also one of the situations which became a boon in disguise, that I learned to make my food. And then now I turned it to holistic food, like green recipes and, you know, like homemade food I make. And sometime I also did some catering on the side just to give a pinch off. But that's one of my hobbies. I haven't started it as a career or as a profession, but that's my hobby. And then I love writing, and writing is one of my passion. And then... watching television shows which are like, you know, inspirational to me, to see people like picking or doing something inspirational in this world, and the gods and the Christian channels during this time. And then I love praying for myself as well as for the community and the world in general. And these days, I am more aligned with the spiritual self and doing a lot of meditation classes to, like, understand my inner being and understanding my true higher self and soul calling. And that has really, really given me a lot of peace and calmness inside me to handle any kind of anxiety or any kind of pressures. If I feel sometimes due to my treatment, I have come to a lot of calmness within me. So, yeah, these are some of the things which I think, and yeah, I have like varied hobbies to be sure. I love reading too, like reading and writing. Yeah.
What is your message to the people during these tough COVID times?
To be honest with you, I think that it's my belief and perception, but all people have their different thing. But what I believe is that the COVID really is real, and it's not an illusion, first of all, because I also went through the same trauma, because when I was diagnosed and I had to go through all this, and even now sometimes when I have to go through what I go through, I was in denial first time. But then after a lot of reading and a lot of this thing, I understood that we have to first accept that it is real, and then let the emotions go through. And then afterwards, we have to learn to, like, make peace with it. Unless we are not making peace with the reality, and then we will live in an illusion world that's not going to solve the problem. But this is real. But if we just come out of that mode and take the precautions, you know, then comes that what to do next. Like, if you focus and live in that illusion, then we go to the depression mode, and which will be even more worse than enough. And it has happened in the world due to all the kind of news we watch sometimes. So it's good to watch news and be alert, but it's not all the time watching them creates anxiety and also creates, like, what to do, what next, like that kind of attitude. So I think it's good not to be aware and alert, but to take precautions, you know, like, that's why I started this green business and holistic, because our immune system, apart from whatever we do outside surroundings, if our immune system is not compromised, and even if people whose immune is still compromised, they should be given a little bit of more liberty and then empathy and sympathy. Like when they're in the crowd, they should be like a little bit, if you're sick, not to go out. And, you know, people who are a little older to have little sympathy on them, not to do something or they get infected, or like the little bit of quarantine and maintaining the hygiene. But again, I will more stress on the immune system, you know. That's what I feel, you know.
Who are your dream clients or people you want to help?
Yeah, so my dream clients, to be honest with you, are anybody right now, because most of the people are at home, and I'm learning that, yeah, people who are really, really want to learn more and want to make a lifestyle change, people who are open to get educated that how much our immune system gets affected by the toxins like Clorox and other things, which are with the company we feel are the greatest ones. But the chemicals which we breathe in every day. So we have to give them the knowledge on a different basis, like to change the mindset. Yeah. So my clients are people specifically who want to change on a green lifestyle, and also people who have health challenges and issues. they will be needing that more, you know.
That's great. So tell us what your greatest strength and what your weakness and greatest fear is.
So I believe after lots of introspection within and lot of meditation, what I felt in my old soul calling is I have lots of tenacity, like resilience, and lot of willpower. That's when I have come up with that power, and then the never give up attitude. I don't give up even if I fall down. I don't give up. And another is my quest for learning and the curiosity. Like, I will go in depth on learning and research and then finding out the truth, you know. So that's the soul calling, and always keep on learning like a small student. So I think that's the strength. But again, my weakness is procrastination and certain self-limiting beliefs, which my disease and my lifestyle had caused me. And I have to overcome those issues of procrastination and starting to, like, not leaving the thing behind in the middle and get to it, you know, like believing that I can do it too. That's the weakness I'm still struggling with, and organization. Yeah, these are the things I feel I'm still got to work to, you know.
And do you have a greatest fear?
Yeah. My fear is always like, had been like losing any loved ones that has been from beginning. But now my losing is like my son. He's my one inspiration, and I've been so attached to him because I always dependent on him, as like co-depending on him, that he is okay and I had been taking care. Now he's grown up, 18. Now he has his own world. But again, I'm so much attached, like a soul connection, or with all the things which he does, or if he's a little bit late or something, that is the fear. Like, what if something happens to him? That's the fear. I'm still moving on with that. The fear of anybody losing, but specifically him, if anything happens to him. So that's the whole fear, you know, within me still now. Yeah.
What makes your heart very happy?
To be honest, like, you know, like when I like get to talk, like, I was, like, always, like, the talkative girl in school. Always I got little bit punishment, like, for talking too much. Because when the teacher used to teach, I love to share something or help, I talk. So that's why but I love to talk and with like-minded people. And that makes my heart feel good. And then when I'm in nature, that's the beautiful thing. I forget all my worries when I'm in nature. Or, you know, like walking or something. So that makes me feel rejoiced. And then when I'm in my own room watching my own shows or listening to beautiful music, so that makes me feel good. And the best thing I love is spending quality time with my son, cooking good food for him because he's a great fan of my food. And then when I see him going, oh, happy, I made this trade good, I did this good, that actually feels very much rejoiced. And when I able to, you know, accomplish something and help other people and get some good feedback from them, okay, I was able to help that person getting rid of this anxiety or getting feeling good about themselves is what I teach or what I do. That gives me immense satisfaction. Yeah.
That's great. So we have about a little over 5 minutes left. So tell us about what is your soul calling and how can people get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. So that's the thing I would say that, I have my phone number and I have my email, but I'm moving forward to creating my – own like brand and hold my own website. I'm on the process of doing that so that people can directly do that. But as of protocol, we cannot give the company's website, but I can always do like, I've given my phone number. They can text me and then I can call them back and I will give all the contact to Robbie. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, they can call Robbie and get the information. And then I have my email address jotted down there. And then what I'm doing is I'm doing a free overview to just assess and teach about this green lifestyle and what they'll be able to get. And this is very, very lucrative. And I've been using this green stuff and I haven't been to doctor in 6 months. So those kind of free overview, they'll be able to do, no selling. And then I also do Beamer sessions in home or at my home. Nowadays, in-home is not that. I have my own website built in back office. I can able to share more on that stuff too, and they can reach me out through all this kind of contact information. Yeah.
So her email is, it's KarabanerJee77 at gmail.com. And I'm going to repeat it one more time. KarabanerJee77 at gmail.com. You have just about 3 minutes. So you want to tell us a little bit about what you're trying to create for, in your training and your ebook. In about two, you can do a little over 2 minutes.
Sure. And, can I share my phone number too?
Yeah, go ahead and share your phone number.
Oh, yeah. My cell number is 949-537-6650. I repeat, my number is 949-537-6650. And, yes, the motherhood, the joy of motherhood is like, will be a little bit on the true story of me and my son and like how I enjoyed each moment with him so far, so long, and what I have learned from being a mother and how I can share that knowledge. Like, it's like a so like pure connection like a mom and a child can have. And that will be the story of mine. And the other one is the essence of womanhood is that in woman is the power. We don't realize that we have immense power inside us. That's what I tell, that man actually came from woman, because like in a joking mood, like WOMAN. So there is no man without a woman. Why? Because that's the motherhood. They actually came from a woman. Otherwise, there is no existence. So,
Robbie, woman, I'm sorry that I have to interrupt you, but we're almost out of time. And I just want to take this time to thank you so much for being a guest today on my show. And once
it's
the show
is
over, the same link, the show will be live on that, and people can listen anytime at their convenience. So thank you so much again. You are absolutely fabulous.
Thank you, Robbie. It's a blessing, and it's a true blessing. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for inviting me on your show. God bless everybody. Stay safe and
Bye.
Stay positive. Bye-bye.
Bye.